بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Once Admiral Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh had asked Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, we have come across these stories where sometimes a man had foregone the mistake of his wife and ate that food without salt. As a result, he went into Jannat. Man is fasting throughout the day, comes at night, the wife offers him the food, but no salt. How difficult it is to eat that. And when you're fasting, and it's a long day's fast, 17 hours, come home, and if this is the treatment that you get, then you are likely to get upset. The man forgave his wife, and he thought to himself, perhaps, that how much mistakes I make, and Allah Ta'ala overlooks my mistake, then I should also overlook her mistakes. And Nabi Sallam wouldn't complain about food. Liked it, he would enjoy it. If he didn't like it, he would leave the food, but he would not complain. He won't pull up his face, won't complain about food. So, as a gratitude to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnah, I will not complain. So Mawla asked about this simple deed and got into Jannat. How did it work? So Musa says to explain to him that this is like the, you know, in election time you have a winning vote. The winning vote. It doesn't mean he didn't do anything else before, but this person's vote won the election. So he was neck to neck with others. He just required one to overtake everybody else, and this one was the winning vote. So we had many incidents of this nature. A janazah was being carried. Three legs were being supported by some males, and the fourth leg was being supported by a female. So some pious person saw this, and he asked the woman, whose janazah is this? It's my son. And people used to look at him with contempt, and they would slander him. Perhaps he had some deformity, and on account of the deformity, people used to slander him. Like how you have someone is deformed, whichever way he's deformed, he's got a weakness, and because of that weakness, people used to taunt him. And therefore, now that he's died, nobody attended his janazah namaz. Just three males, and myself, I'm the mother, is supporting it to the Qabristan. So anyway, after lowering the body, burying him, the normal routine, make a little bit of dua, whatever, then he returned home. Now, as he goes to sleep, he sees the same youngster that they had buried in a very high position in Jannah. Well, this is what I heard of you. The people slandered you, they looked down upon you, they looked at you with contempt, and here you elevated in a very high level of Jannah. How do you manage this? So he says, yes, I am the same person, and I am the person that people used to look at with contempt. They would hurl abuse, they would insult. But for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I forgive everybody. I wouldn't reply. I should be patient. I would feel hurt. I would cry with them. But I would forgive everybody. I won't tell them anything. I won't reply to anybody's slander, taunting, disgracing. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I forgive everybody. And for my sabr and my patience, this is how Allah Ta'ala has elevated me. Sometimes we think that it's not right to be patient because people will take advantage. Now, this is stupidity. Your relationship is with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the judge. Others may say things, they may incite you, they may spur you on, they may stir you up. You're going on the right, and they may pass comments, or you may be patient and they may discourage you in some way or the other. So leave them. Your relationship is primarily with Allah Ta'ala. It's not with people. You say that repeatedly, وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. We have to return to Allah Ta'ala. إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ. You know, come back to us, Allah Pak says, right? So this is repeated often in the Quran Sharif, that you have come with us, from us you have come, and to us you're going to be returning. فَتَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. He brought us up, and to him do we return. He made us, and we go back to him. We say that often. So when we're going back to Allah Ta'ala, he's going to judge, he will look at us. Why must we be so concerned of what people say and how people will treat us, what people will... Yes, our primary concern, main concern is Allah Ta'ala. How will he see us? If he's loved us for the small good that we have done, then our whole life is worth it. Something or the other. But this generally happens when you hold Allah Ta'ala in that level of esteem. The whole secret is we hold Allah Ta'ala in that level of esteem. Sometimes we have some weakness, and we don't discourage the weakness, but this thought that I have to go back to Allah Ta'ala, Allah must be happy. Whatever happens, whatever, whoever says, but Allah must be happy with me. Once he's happy, to mera bera to par ho gaya, and everything will work out for me. So he must be happy. So this happens generally when you have Allah Ta'ala in mind. This person, he did whatever he did, but he did it for my sake. For my sake he left this thing out. For my sake he did this. One person passed away. So they saw him in Jannat. And he was asked, how come you came here? Ordinary person like you, at such a high level of Jannat. So he says, you know, I was making wuzu besides a stream. And besides me was Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, great Imam of Hadith, Fiqh, etc. He was making wuzu besides me. But I had seen that I was making wuzu at the upper end of the stream, and he was at the lower end of the stream. So I came to the lower end and allowed him to be at the upper end, thinking to myself that my used water mustn't pass to him. Yes. His used water can pass upon me, but my used water mustn't go past him. So out of the respect, see, just for the respect, Allah Ta'ala has favored me like this. So primarily our relationship, whatever we are doing, we have to have this, include this. Allah Ta'ala is watching. Allah Ta'ala will deal with me. Allah Ta'ala is the judge. He will see me right. So once you got this, inshallah, your direction will come right. Sometimes immediately, sometimes later, but the fact that you've got this in mind, that it is Allah Ta'ala that is the judge, I have to go back to him, he will see me, inshallah, nothing escapes Allah Ta'ala's attention. Anything, small or big, how small or how big it is, but nothing escapes him, nothing leaves him. He sees everything. What an important, elementary thing in our faith. Allah Ta'ala is watching. I have to go back to him. He's going to take stock of, he's going to take account of what I'm going to do. What an important thing. One ordinary person, Abul Abbas, someone asked him, "You're going to Medina?" I said, "Yes." "Then you convey my salams." "All right, I will do that. That's a promise, I will do that." The old caravan, old days, 5-7 centuries away. So caravan comes to Medina, and like the normal routine, convey salam, and then they're going towards Makkah Mukarramah for Hajj. Depends on the route, what route you are taking. Someone is coming from Syria, for example, then Medina Munawwara is on the way, so they stop over and did the ziyarat, salam, etc., and then they moved on. As they moved on, they must have covered about 40-50 k's. So he realizes that so-and-so told me to pass the salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I haven't accomplished that, I've forgotten about it. totally forgotten. So he says to his caravan, excuse me, let me go. So he said, you know what, you have already covered a day's distance. How are you going to come back to us? He said, no, whatever happens, but just let me go. I have to do this, just let me go. See, again, this primary thought, concern, that I must do for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak will see me. He will take care. Whatever happens, but He will take care. So Allah Ta'ala likes us. He appreciates us. When you have got Him in mind, and you took Him as a primary thing, everything else is secondary. No matter who is saying, what they're saying, the circumstances don't, then it doesn't matter. But you got Allah Ta'ala in front, I'm doing for Allah Ta'ala. So he left the entire caravan, gone to Medina Munawwara, conveyed salams, and then he was a little bit tired, so he just rested. In his dream, he sees the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He sees when you do for Allah Ta'ala, you have Allah Ta'ala in mind. Allah Ta'ala will take care. So he sees the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his dream, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses him, Ya Abul Wafa. Wafa is to be faithful. It addresses him with the title, Father of the Truth, of the Faithful. Abul Abbas says, Ya Rasulullah, I am Abul Abbas. I am not Abul Wafa. Yes, but you have earned the title of the Father of the Faithful because of this deed of yours. See, one deed, keeping Allah Ta'ala in mind, Allah Ta'ala will make things happen for me. It seems a little bit difficult, but never mind, I'll do it for Allah Ta'ala. He will see me. Somebody just go and convey the salam. Anyway, and thereafter he escorted me and left me somewhere near the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah, in my dream. I got up and I was already in Makkah Mukarramah. And my folks of the caravan, they reached only after about 2 weeks or 1 week. They reached in 1 week and I was already in Makkah Mukarramah. So this deed that is done purely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, sincerity, keeping Allah Ta'ala in mind, with His love, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with that love, with that frame of mind, He will do. No matter what whoever says, I got my Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will listen to him, I will honor him, I will follow his sunnah, whether it's a small sunnah, whether it's a big sunnah, maybe that is my jannat. Small, it looks like a simple thing, but that simple sunnah may be my jannah. I just made that miswak, right? I thought of the sunnah, the miswak. Let me do this. Maybe some like this. Mirdatul li Rabb. It is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let me just practice this. Who knows this? The sunnah, yeah, maybe the catalyst in your life. You just see this inspiration that you get from Allah Ta'ala. Do this, practice the sunnah, leave this wrong. Just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, at some time in your life, think, no, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I'll do this. I'll leave this thing out, yeah. I will do this and I will leave this out. It's a small thing or it's a big thing, but you've got Allah Ta'ala in mind, and for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, either you left out the wrong, or you did that right. And how much Allah Ta'ala appreciates that. So this small good deeds, don't consider them to be small. Generally we only look at the big, we forget the small. Right? Sometimes it's the other way around, that we are over concerned about the small and we forget the big. So let there not be this extremism, but in particular the small good deeds, small good deeds, and with a conscious of mind, Allah Pak is watching. He will appreciate, He will reward, He will remunerate. Let me just do it. Let me do it, we'll see later on, whatever happens. That thought came in your mind, let me pull out my tasbih and read 100 durood sharif. Do it. Don't delay it. The inspiration came, you may not ever receive that inspiration again. You got that inspiration, so do it now. Your eyes opened up at night and you thought of doing something. You don't have the himmat of getting up and doing tahajjud, for example, right? The better thing would have been to get out of the cozy bed, make wuzu and read some rakats and then sleep. But you didn't have that himmat, that courage to do that. So he said, no, let me do a little bit, durood sharif, some tasbih, some zikr. And how Allah Ta'ala appreciates it. Therefore the hadith says, had a person's eyes open up at night, and he read the fourth kalima, then he read the third kalima, fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wal mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Third kalima, subhanallah walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Right. So the fourth kalima, he read the third kalima, and then he made some dua. Allah Pak takes it on himself that he will definitely answer that dua. Whether you got up for tahajjud or you didn't get up, but when you got up, you thought of Allah Ta'ala. See this thought that Allah Pak is watching. He will favor me. He will see me right. He will see to my requirement. He will see to my needs, to my pleasure. He will see. So this is very precious, very much appreciated by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Someone saw you, for example, they abused you, but for the sake of Allah says, I won't say anything. I won't say anything. One person came to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, when his mother had become widowed. So Imam Abu Hanifa is a great person, he's an imam, and his mother will be aged now. So if he's about 60, so obviously the mother will be over 80. Right? And this person heard that Imam Sahib's mother has been widowed, right? So, in the meanwhile, Imam Sahib rahmatullah is a popular person, great person and a popular person. Any person that is great, respected and honorable, then you find someone to try, someone that will try to disgrace him, bring him down. So, in order to disgrace and insult Imam Sahib, this person says, you know, I wish to marry your mother. Imagine if your mother or your granny is about 80, 85, and someone comes and says this. Don't you feel insulted? So Imam Sahib replied to this person, see, my mother is an elderly person, and I have to obtain her consent. Because I can't act on her behalf in an issue like this. I cannot act on her behalf. She must consent. She approves very good. The Imam Sahib turned around as per his request. See, Imam Sahib didn't lose himself. Right? He maintained his calmness and then did whatever he needed to do. Right? He just turned around. Now, how many of us can maintain that calmness? See, in the heat of anger, in the heat of a situation, but just to remain calm. This is what Allah Pak likes. You are pushed right to the hilt. But in that heat of that moment, no. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I will just swallow my pride. I won't say anything. I'll just keep quiet. So, just to swallow that pride, just to keep Allah Ta'ala in mind, and not to say anything. Although you feel very difficult, but you have to understand that sometime that Allah Ta'ala is watching all these things. Whether it is small, whether it is big, whether it is an insult, whether it is Durood Sharif, whether it is Subhanallah, whether it is showing kindness, right? So any time and any deed, Allah Pak is watching. And when He's watching, He will reward you in time. So this person insulted Imam Sahib Rahmatullah by making this type of a proposal. In the meanwhile, he made the proposal, and Imam Sahib Rahmatullah turned around to go towards his mother. So as he's coming towards his mother and he hears a noise. When he hears a noise, he turns around and he sees that person fallen down, dead, straight. So Abu Hanifa says, قَتَلَهُ sabri. My patience had killed him. My patience had killed him. So in this age, at this time, one of the deeds that Allah Pak likes very much is your patience. Because the whole world is going on one end, right? Everybody, materialism, everybody, enjoyment, immediate gratification, anything where you can get gratification straight away. whole world is going that direction. Immediate gratification. How you can gratify yourself. It's a party, everybody must go, right? It's a dance, everybody must go. It's some concert, then everybody must go. Right? Immediate, you want that immediate gratification. In the heat of all this, you say, no, for the sake of Allah, let me be patient at some time. I won't go. Just for the sake of Allah. So you see this patience and holding yourself and what it will do for you. For the moment it may seem that you are a stupid person. It may seem that you are backwards. It may seem you don't understand the times. It may seem that you are like a, you know, when someone has sworn you, insulted you and you kept quiet, it may seem that you are a coward. They will say, sissy, what a coward, right? You didn't say anything. But you're doing it, you know who you're doing it for. The one that is recording, you know, you don't have to advertise it, but you know you're doing it for him. And then see how Allah Bakul, he will stand for you. So this acts of sabr, patience, at any given time, keep that in mind, that Allah Pak is watching. On the day of Qiyamat, when Allah Pak is giving the rewards, then when it comes to the turn of the patient, then the patients will have two type of outstanding reward. One is bighayri hisab. Everybody's rewards will be in measure. Right? You need two namaz, two sawab. Two roza, two sawab. But you come to the patient, bighayri hisab. Your reward is immeasurable, countless. No measure. Reward upon reward. See? Because patience, it takes a lot, you know, it takes a lot. To stand up and read two rakat namaz, you feel a little bit of enjoyment, isn't it? Yeah. Make wuzu, make namaz. And tahajjud, you have even more enjoyment. Yeah. You think to yourself, everybody is asleep, and I am engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. How great don't you feel? How nice don't you feel? But if someone saw you or saw your mother and insulted you very badly or slapped you, kicked you or something like that, and for you to hold that at that time, is it easy? For your parents, kicked you, slapped you in public, for you to hold at that time, is it easy? Extremely, extremely difficult. Very, very difficult. So this is what Allah Pak sees. Imam Sahib became an imam, right? So he didn't just become imam like that. There's a lot of trials, patience that he's gone through. He's got his students, right? And his students, someone is a judge, magistrate, right? Big, big people now. He's an imam and his students are posted in like this. So in a public place, one person comes up and he slaps Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Imagine now, he's got all his students, everybody, and they position in very high positions. For no apparent reason, he comes and slaps Imam Sahib rahmatullah alayh. So to get up for a tahajjud, it was easy. But when you've been insulted, and for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you don't say a word, don't even frown. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you maintain your composure, you forgave the person, and you left it. So Imam Sahib rahmatullah alayh says to that person, you see, I got the right to retaliate. Because qisas, punishment of equality, Islam advocates. I've got the right. And I can defend myself. And I've got all these magistrates and these judges and all that. They are my students. I can ask them and they will clearly take you to the cleaners. They will finish you up. I've got the strength to do this as well. So I can retaliate, my students can retaliate. And because I am the oppressed, right? So I can curse you as well. Because the dua of the oppressed is answered, so I can curse you. And number four, I've got the right to make a demand against you in the presence of Allah Ta'ala tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. But I will not retaliate. I will not ask my students in order to defend me. I won't curse you. And nor will I make any demands against you on the day of Qiyamah. But there's a fifth option. The fifth option is, if ever Allah Ta'ala forgives me on the day of Qiyamah, he's going through this ordeal, but yet he doesn't think now he's a great gun or something. He doesn't think like that. Great person. See, again, the relationship is with Allah Ta'ala. See, caught Allah back in mind, and then he's talking. If ever Allah Ta'ala does forgive me, then I will, and admit me to Jannah, then I will refuse to go without you. I will not go into Jannah without you. So a man becomes an imam because of this type of things. He's cool, calm, he's got Allah Ta'ala in mind, Allah Ta'ala is watching, Allah Ta'ala will see to me, right? He will see for me. When he's got this frame of mind, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely do for him. You've got that conviction that he will do for you, so he will do for you. Nobody's watching, you're being insulted. In the tahajjud you will feel an enjoyment. But that patience, will you feel any enjoyment? You know, you're holding it, you're not retaliating, you're not doing anything. So, do you feel any enjoyment? You feel more miserable. There, when you got up from namaz, you felt a level of enjoyment, right? Or someone was praising you, right? And here, is there anybody going to praise you? Nobody's going to praise you. You're going to feel miserable. You will feel upset. Right? But keep in mind that Allah is watching. So, you see, when you are being posted, then you're posted because of these reasons. Right? So today's lesson is, keep Allah in mind. Then whatever small or big deed you're doing, but keep Allah in mind. Don't delete this thought here. This thought is too precious. That Allah is watching. He will do for me. I will do something and he will do for me, inshallah. With that umid, ihtisab, that I will do this and Allah Pak will do for me. And his treasures are immeasurable. And he'll give me in that quantity. So on the day of Qiyamah, see this patient, this people that did only for Allah Ta'ala. Fasbir wa ma sabruka illa billah. So those that have been patient for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, how will Allah Ta'ala favor them? So when those people that were not tried, right, they didn't go through trials, they're getting their rewards. Right? They did other things, namaz, they did other things, but they didn't go through trials. They got the reward. Now the people of patience, they're getting rewarded. So when these people of patience, they got the rewards, then these people that didn't go through trials, they will long that their whole body must be ripped up with scissors, ripped up into pieces, that they can also be eligible to the reward of the patient. See, sometimes the wife is saying something, sometimes the father is shouting, sometimes your brother, your sibling is not fair towards you. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, say, no, I got an Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will do for me. Someone is robbing you for 50,000, 100,000, but for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you forgave him. It's a creditor, he's stretching you. He's not pulling you, he's not paying you on time. You're feeling very miserable, you know, he's owing me. So you're feeding, but you say, no, I won't make a noise. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I'll keep quiet. I'll go through the difficulty. I got an Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will do for me. So, doesn't it take that toll on you? 50,000, 100,000. He's supposed to pay me. He's running around everywhere, not paying me. How much you feel? Or, for example, your parents, and they are favoring another child, and you being left out. They're doing for the next child, they love him, they respect him, they give him gifts, they invite him, and they don't call you. How do you feel? So you said, no, I won't talk about it. I forgive my parents, I'll make dua for them. I know this, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, like I will do, and He will do for me. Like I will do for Allah Ta'ala, He will do for me. So this is what is required. So when you kept Allah Ta'ala in mind, I'm doing it for Allah Ta'ala, understanding that there is Allah Ta'ala, then when you need Allah Ta'ala, then He'll be there for you. See? Allah Pak Tawfiq.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وعف وتكرم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم ربنا ارحمنا بترك معاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان، الذين يجاهدون في سبيلك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا اغفر لنا والوالدينا والأساتذتنا والمشايخنا والمن له حق علينا والمن أوصانا بالدعاء والجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان ربي العرش العظيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها، يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من الغبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فجاءة كل خير، ونعوذ بك من فجاءة كل شر. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين أمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.